Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we get to focus on one of the greatest stories in the Bible, maybe the greatest story of all time, Luke chapter 2, the Christmas story. All of us love Luke 2. I love Luke 2. We never get tired of hearing the story of the shepherds and the angels and the stable and the manger and Mary and Joseph and no room at the end and the birth of the Savior. It's just such a great story. It's probably the most famous story ever told. And there's only one problem with that statement. Luke 2 is not a story. It's not. What do I mean by that? That's not a story. It's news. It's real events that really happened. Real life that happened to real people. Let me share with you four things about that real life factual news that's reported in Luke 2 about the birth of our Savior, Jesus. Number one, the birth of Jesus is, number one, accurate news. The beginning of Luke chapter 2 is so interesting. Let me tell you how Luke 2 doesn't start. It doesn't start, once upon a time in a far-off kingdom, there lived a man named Joseph and a woman named Mary. No, that's not how it starts. That's a fairy tale start. It also doesn't start a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. That's how fictional movies start. Really awesome movies, but fictional nonetheless. No, this is how it starts. Luke 2, verses 1 and 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. There's no once upon a time. There's no far-off kingdoms. There's no promise of adventure in distant galaxies. It starts by talking about politicians who rule somewhere out in the Middle East. And of course, everyone's favorite bedtime story topic, taxes. Everyone loves reading about taxes right before they go to bed. What's going on here? This isn't a story. This isn't a fairy tale. It is cold, hard reality. It's not a fairy tale, it's news, objective facts, setting the stage for one of the most important historical events of all time. Now, the important thing about news is not whether it's entertaining or not. What we want news is not entertainment. What we want is accuracy. Luke, the physician and historian, is extremely accurate about when and where this is taking place. It's taking place in the time of Caesar Augustus, Emperor of Rome, when Cyrenius was governing in Syria, in the part of the Middle East known as Judea, in a specific town called Bethlehem. Real people, real places, just the facts. This is real life happening to real people. Mary and Joseph are betrothed. Mary is pregnant, and they make their way to Bethlehem because, pregnant or not, they need to be registered so that they can be taxed, part of the census. While they are there, comes time for Mary to have her baby. And of course, as you know, there is no room in the inn. It's not a nice story. It's a difficult problem that they had to deal with. So Mary ends up having her baby not in a nice, clean place, but in a dirty, stinking stable, a place where animals are kept. It wasn't pretty. It was not nice smelling. It was a stable. A real place that turned out to be, well, the place of the most monumental turning point in all of history, one of the most newsworthy events in all of history. A news event that is still worth talking about today. Which brings us to number two. Jesus' birth in Bethlehem is not just accurate news, it is breaking news. Meanwhile, out in the fields around Bethlehem, there are shepherds doing shepherding stuff, keeping watch over their flocks by night. When all of a sudden, these shepherds, minding their flocks and minding their business, get interrupted by some breaking news. Have you noticed, by the way, how the world is able to get our attention when it has breaking news to share? Mostly it gets our attention through our phone, right? Your phone has the ability to get your attention, right? You could be minding your own business, focusing on something completely different, and your phone buzzes you with an alert. And sure enough, you look at your phone, and there's on those apps, there's one of those red circles with a number in it. And you feel like, I better drop whatever I'm doing and check that notification right away. It might be something really important. A lot of times it's not, but that's not the point. It's breaking news. Got to know what it is. On TV, if there's a breaking news story, sometimes what they'll do is run a crawl, you know, words at the bottom of the screen, scrolling so that you can read them. But if it's really important, they may interrupt the program you're watching with breaking news. And when they say that, when they interrupt your program, you hold your breath because it's got to be really important and you kind of know it's probably bad news. Hardly anybody ever breaks in for good news, do they? That's how news agencies give us breaking news, through our phones and through our TVs. But what about God? When God has something to say, how does he interrupt our busy lives with his breaking news? Well, in the days of the Old Testament, God used people called prophets, Isaiah and Jeremiah, Elijah and Elisha. They shared breaking news with God's people, the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord. But when God has something urgent to say, he might use angels, heavenly messengers, messengers from God himself. And that's exactly what he does right here in Bethlehem. Luke 2, verse 9. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. If God is sending an angel to these shepherds, it must be important, must be incredibly urgent. What could be so important that God would send one of his mighty warriors, one of his mighty angels, to share this message with these shepherds? More importantly, what kind of news is it? Is it good news or bad news? Number three, the birth of Jesus is good news. I won't leave you in suspense. It's good news. Most of the world, of course, is full of bad news. If we're getting breaking news on our TV or on our phone, it's usually bad. Some shooting or a war or some famous person just died. And that's not surprising because the world is full of bad news. Murders, wars, violence, bloodshed, hunger, disease. The world is full of all sorts of evil things, all sorts of bad things, because of something called sin. Sin is disobeying God, and it's something we're all guilty of. We're all guilty of breaking God's law. We're all guilty of sin. And because of that, the world is a nasty place. You can't turn on your TV or your phone without some breaking bad news happening somewhere in our community or in our country or in the world. Doesn't anybody have some breaking good news? Well, I've got good news for you tonight. God does. Not just good news, great news. The best news. Good news of great joy for all people. The angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, he is Christ, the Lord. The good news of great joy. God sent his one and only Son, Jesus, into this world to save us from sin. Jesus is the one, the only one, who can overcome all the bad news in this world with his good news, the gospel. In fact, that word gospel literally means good news. When we talk about the gospel according to St. Luke, what we mean is the good news according to St. Luke. That's what Luke wrote. He wrote a whole book of good news. And so did John and Matthew and Mark. They wrote a whole book about good news. The good news of one person, Jesus Christ, the Savior born in Bethlehem. Truly good news of great joy. In fact, it's such good news that the angels cannot contain their joy. They break out into song. Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill. a lot in the Gospel of Luke. Zechariah sings when he hears some good news about he's going to be the father of John the Baptist. Mary sings because she's going to be the mother of the Messiah. And by the way, if you come back this Sunday, you'll find out about a man named Simeon who hears such good news. He also breaks out into song. And here, it's those mighty warriors, the mighty angels themselves, who break out into song because they cannot contain their joy. And neither can we. And that's why we're here tonight. That's why we're here, to hear the good news and to rejoice in it, to sing about it. I love Christmas with all these great hymns. All these great hymns are responses to the good news of Jesus. Joy to the world, away in a manger. Oh, come all ye faithful. We're singing great hymns tonight. We'll sing more tomorrow. We'll sing more on Sunday. Why? Because our joy will not and cannot be contained. We must sing for joy. Why? Because we know the good news of great joy that is for all people, that unto us is born a Savior. He is Christ the Lord. And that is number four, news worth sharing. You know, my favorite kind of news is the practical kind. You know what they say, news you can use. What's it mean to me? How does it apply in my life? That's what I want to know. It's great about things that happen to other people, about far off places, but if they don't concern me, I don't really have time to hear it that much. I want to know something practical to apply to my life. Well, I'll tell you what, there is no more practical news that you can hear than the news I'm sharing with you tonight. The good news, the gospel of Jesus. Through believing this good news, by believing in the gospel, God gives us what we need the most, deliverance from sin and everlasting life. That's what Jesus came to save us from. He is the Savior from sin and death. And by believing in him, we have everlasting life. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the good news. It is the power of salvation to everyone who believes. It doesn't get more practical than that. That is news we can use, and it is news worth sharing. Luke 2:16-17 says, the shepherds came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. The shepherds immediately go with haste. They go at top speed. They drop everything. Find out about this breaking news about the newborn Savior. When they see that everything is there just as the angels had said, they don't keep it to themselves. They tell everyone about it. They let all of Bethlehem and the surrounding countryside know about God sending a Savior into this world. They are out there shouting, breaking news! I have good news for you. A Savior has been born for you. He is Christ the Lord. You see, that is news worth sharing. We know that good news. And like the shepherds, we shouldn't keep it to ourselves. Like the angels, we need to sing. And like the shepherds, we need to share. We should follow the example of the shepherds, letting people know about Jesus. In a world full of bad news, it's great to hear some good news. And we have the best news of all. Luke 2 is not a fairy tale. It is not a story. It is not a myth. It is news. It is good news. Good news of great joy that is for all people. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.